Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so we're trying to find Britain's biggest gossip on Loose Lips. Girls, they love a bit of gossip. Becky was straight on yesterday saying, "Oh, have you never guessed what?" to tell the gossip that was made up. Will the boys spill the beans and blab as quick? Right, we spoke to Matt earlier, who wanted to nominate his mate.
Right.
Now, who is this friend of yours, then?
Timothy Lee.
How long have you known Tim?
2 years. Work colleague.
And why is he a massive gossip?
Because having a relationship with him work and told him not to say anything, he actually spouted it in the staff room when he was told not to.
An office romance?
It was, definitely.
So were you going out with somebody and told Tim not to tell anybody?
Yeah.
Okay. And who was that?
Lisa, my partner.
Okay, so you said, like, I'm seeing Lisa. She also works with you, does she?
She does indeed, yeah.
Okay, and you said, look, you know, keep it quiet in the office, and he went and told everybody.
Basically, I said to him not to say anything to anyone, and the next minute, everybody knew about it.
So Tim is a real gossip about everything, yeah?
Yes.
He just can't keep it quiet, can he?
No.
Okay.
That's why no one says anything to him.
Right, so we need to kind of decide on what we're going to tell him in confidence. Yep. We're going to make up some gossip now, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, then, so what are we going to tell him?
Well, that Lisa's pregnant, and not to tell anyone else.
So you're going to tell Tim that Lisa, your girlfriend, is pregnant?
Yep.
But he's got to keep it a dead secret?
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. So, this is what happened when he called up Tim the gossip to tell him the made-up stuff.
Hello,
hey Tim, mate.
Sorry?
Hi, Tim.
All right, mate.
How you doing?
All right.
How's your annual leave going on?
Fine,
yeah. Well, I've just found a bit of news out, mate.
What's that?
Lisa's pregnant.
Oh, congratulations, mate.
Cheers, man. But no one knows, mate.
Well, how you know?
Me, I'm just outside having a fag, mate. Just about go home, like.
Well, I bought myself a new car, you know.
I think I might pop round. But, Lisa's pregnant, mate, so don't tell anyone yet, mate.
All right, mate.
Okay, but I'll pop round in a bit, mate, and I'll
guess
go chat with you.
Never worked, then, eh?
I need to talk to my wife, so, but just don't mention it to anyone, yeah?
No, Tony, hang on a minute. Tony. It's tough, I'm on the phone. Oh. Yeah, pop round, mate, whenever you want, yeah.
Cool, excellent, man. I'll pop round in a bit then, mate.
Yeah, feel free, mate.
Cheers, man. I'll give you the full story of you then.
Right, okey dokes.
All right, fella. Cheers, man.
All right, mate. See you later.
Bye now.
Bye.
He doesn't sound like he's that bothered about hearing the full story,
there
really.
You
go. Men are ace.
Not interested at all.
Doesn't care.
Boys are rubbish. Oh. Right, listen to Becky when she found out the gossip yesterday.
Yeah, we're not going Kenya at the weekend.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my word, you're having a mass baller. Is it like anybody's fault or anything major happened, or is it just like been building?
You're
definitely not going, seriously.
And then here's... Here's Tim's reaction when he finds out the gossip.
Well, I've just found a bit of news out, mate.
What's that?
Lisa's pregnant.
Oh, congratulations, mate.
Cheers, man.
Well, I bought myself a new car, you know.
I think I might pop round.
I love that. Right, so, what do you think? Do you think Tim is going to blab? Bearing in mind, his mates say that he is a gossip.
I don't think... I'd find it hard to believe, having heard it, that he will.
What do you think? No?
No.
You don't need to blab.
I think he might tell his other mate all about his new car. Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Right, if you're a cat lover, you're not going to like the next bit, but I just need to get out there and chat about this. My brother's girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Is slightly obsessed with her cats. They've got two cats now.
Okay.
And they are really sweet things, right? And she loves them like her babies, almost. She doesn't call them her babies, because girls that do that are weird.
Yeah.
Because they're not your babies, they're your cats, they're pets. But I was chatting to her the other day, and she was telling me, she doesn't actually buy it herself, but she was saying that, you know, the posher food that you can get in supermarkets? So you get, like, your normal, and then you have, like, one that's a bit more expensive.
Yeah.
And, like, Taste the Difference or something like okay. that, or Finest. You know those
normally
ones?
Normally packaged in silver, or yeah. with stars on
it. It always looks nicer, and it's a bit more expensive.
Yeah,
you know that stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You can now get that for cats.
Hey?
I think you can get Finest cat food.
I don't believe that.
I think you can. She was telling me this, and I was like, no, you can't. Do people actually buy that?
Well, obviously. Cats won't know the difference.
How do they know the difference?
Exactly.
As long as it's food. That's the only reason they're coming to you anyway. Because, as we know, we've discussed this at great length in the show, like, cats only want food. Some people think their cats actually like them. Idiots. But they do actually just, they want food. And if you weren't, I mean, it's all very nice that they paw you and go, meow, and stuff. But actually, if you weren't delivering the tea every night, they'd be off, like a shot.
Yeah.
And that's just the way you, the way
it is. Nice insight into how a cat works.
Yeah, just, you know, you've got to face up to it, haven't you? But can a cat really tell between a tin of tuna chunks and a bit of jelly?
How are you going to find this out?
A bed of marinated rabbit minted couscous.
Is that one of the dishes?
I don't know. I just think
marinated
weird.
Mint rabbit on couscous.
Yeah.
Radio 1 podcast.
Hi Scott, it's Sam.
Hi Sam, where are you?
I'm just in Cheshire at the moment.
Okay, how can I help?
I just signed up to tell you that they actually do apple oatmeal crumble cat food.
Apple what? Crumble for cats?
Yes.
Like get, a pudding?
No, don't.
Yeah, it's oatmeal crumble. It's like the gourmet range and they sell it at supermarkets.
Also, there's loads of people on the text going, I buy the Finest cat food or the Taste the Difference cat food for my cat. It won't touch anything else. What a load of rubbish. Of course it will. It'll get what it's given.
Yeah,
if you leave it for long enough, it'll eat something.
Exactly.
George, you're our cat expert here at Radio 1.
Yes, I am.
Right, what's all this about?
You can get really posh stuff, can't
yeah.
you? And then there's some weird people who poach chicken breasts every day for their cat in white wine and stuff like that. I don't know, Cassius... Big fat Cassius has been on obesity food for the last 6 months.
Do you buy apple? Do you buy apple crumble for your cat?
No, but if I did, I'd eat it myself.
Oh my god, are you making? Are you part of the Make Britain Obese campaign or something? What's happening?
No, I'm trying to make Britain less obese. Britain's
by
pets.
Giving all the food to the cat.
He's just a little bit. It's his glands.
Right. Yeah. Whatever.
He's big boned.
Yeah. Whatever.
Right. It's like when you get dog food with peas in it and pasta and stuff. That's
oh,
a bit,
I don't
that's
get
a bit
it.
Weird.
What's the point of that?
What?
You ate dog food on your show.
Yeah, well, I didn't eat Taste the Difference dog food.
Maybe we should see yeah. if you could tell the difference between normal cat food and Taste the Difference cat food.
I could do a taste test.
You I could bring Cassius in and we could blindfold him.
Well, how are we going to know whether it tastes any difference or not?
Because he'll tell you in a French accent.
Oh, God.
Obviously.
Jeez.
So it'd take a long time to try and blindfold a cat,
wouldn't
it?
I'd like to see you try.
So, Sam, you're telling me you can get apple crumble for cats now?
Yep, you can get apple crumble. You can get lots of funky stuff. It tastes like normal apple crumble as well. I have tried it.
Oh, you tried it?
Yeah.
That's nice. That's real nice.
So let's do a taste test on you. That's brilliant.
What's going to happen next? They're like cats going to the Ivy restaurant or something.
Yes.
Stupid. Oh, I'll have the creme brulee, please. Meow. Just stupid.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Right, so this is what happens when Tim gets a call from their other mate, Ollie, to try and find something out.
Hello?
Yeah, mate, Tim, how's it going?
Yeah, right, mate.
You busy?
No.
Oh, how's the new car?
All right.
Yeah, you've been doing a bit of joyriding then.
Yeah, it's a Stoke yesterday.
Oh, did you? Very nice. Oh, I met him to the office. Have you heard anything off Peter today? Because he was acting really strange today.
Yeah, he rang up before.
What was he after, like?
I don't know, I just said he might pop round after.
Oh, right. anything else like? Because he's acting really weird in the office today.
No, he just said he was going to pop round after and see me.
No sort of idea what it was about then, man.
Got a vague idea, but I don't know.
Just a vague one.
Yeah, very vague.
How do you mean a sort of a vague idea?
I wouldn't worry, mate.
Nothing to worry about.
No, I wouldn't worry, no.
You just know something and you're not telling me.
Yeah, something like that. It's not my place to tell you, though, is it?
Well, I don't know. Just worried about him.
Nah, I wouldn't worry about him, mate. It'll be all right.
I'll have to phone you back in a bit. There's somebody at the door. Right, I'll phone you back in a bit.
Brilliant. See?
See?
Boys aren't gossips. Girls really are. He couldn't have been less interested. All about the car.
How's the new car?
All right.
Yeah. You've been doing a bit of joyriding then.
Yeah, it's a stalk yesterday.
How did you? Very nice.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Don't know if you heard Greg James. So good. This morning at 4 o'clock, he's our new presenter before Moyles now. Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock every day till 6:30. He was out and bumped into Connie Huck off Blue Peter. Now, a lot of our listeners really fancy Connie Huck.
There's something about Connie Huck. Yeah. I think, well, I don't know, really. But she's very attractive.
This is from Greg's show earlier. Listen to this.
I'd say she was a bit drunk, actually. And it turns out she was very keen. Desperate to get a job at Radio 1 and maybe on my show. Listen to this.
Please, powers that be, anti-profit, once you were going to give me a job. And then my agent at the time said, wait till you leave Blue Peach. I'm leaving now, but now you don't have any vacancies, maybe. I don't know, maybe you do.
All right, so Greg got her phone number off her.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh,
good lad.
Right.
And
he didn't use the "I could get you a job" line, did he?
He called her on air at 5:30 this morning. Right. Now, I'm going to play you this now. So, everybody, this is what Connie Huck sounds like when she's just woken up in the morning. Here it is.
Wait. Hello.
Hi, is that Connie?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Greg. Radio 1.
Hey.
Hiya.
Hi.
All right?
Yes.
You're live on Radio 1.
Oh, gosh, already? That's so quick.
It's 5:40 in the morning, you're right?
Yeah, you just woke me up. Can't believe that you just rang me without any... But that's good, it's all good, but I'm so tired.
Okay, sorry, Connie. Speak to you later.
No. You didn't have to go, now that you've woken me.
Really? Okay,
yeah.
Right, okay, I really thought this was going to be a fake number.
Seriously? Really?
Yeah, really.
It's a good number, isn't it? Don't read it out.
Oh, of course I won't read it out, no, what do you think I am? Connie, we'll speak to you again soon, all right? Sorry to wake you up. We'll speak to you very soon.
Okay. Cool.
Sorry about that, have a lovely day though, Connie.
Don't worry, it's fine.
Oh, I wouldn't be that polite, would you?
No, but...
God.
She sounds quite nice, doesn't she?
Think about it. This is when she first wakes up in the morning.
Yeah, you just woke me up. Can't believe that you just rang me without any... But that's good. It's all good.
Bless.
I think she sounds a bit like she's desperate.
I do think... I think he's in there, though, definitely. That bit
that's
at the end.
That's what I'm saying.
You didn't have to go, now that you've woken me.
Good morning.
National Radio 1 Podcast.
I'm wearing a blindfold now.
Do you want me to explain the setup here?
Okay.
One of the ones that doesn't speak has got a camera to video this. You are wearing her scarf. It's her best scarf, and she doesn't like fish, so be very careful with it.
Right.
And one of the other ones that doesn't speak is holding a couple of cups of water for you.
Oh.
And I have a plate in front of me which has six dishes on it.
Why are there six?
Well, listen. Because one half is fish and one half is meat. So, I have regular cat food with fish in it, tuna in it, gourmet cat tuna, and regular human tuna on this one side.
I don't know why I said this. I really wish I'd open my stupid mouth.
On the other side of the plate is regular meaty cat food, gourmet meaty cat food, and pate.
Right.
Okay?
This so is after I said earlier that like, cats surely can't tell the difference between gourmet cat food, which you can now buy, which is stupid, and normal cat food, because at the end of the day, it's a cat and it's food.
So we'll do the fishy ones first. I'm going to feed you a spoonful of each one, and you have to tell me whether it's regular cat food, gourmet cat food, or normal human tuna.
Brilliant.
Okay?
Okay.
Yes, and I've got a
Do you think I'll be able to taste the difference?
I think you will. I've got a teeny, teeny, weeny spoon.
Oh, so
you
won't it's have to making
put,
me rich.
You won't have to put much in your mouth. Right, open wide. There's your first bit. No, put it in. There you go. Right. We're on the fishy side at the moment.
Oh, that's quite nice.
What do you think that is?
I think that's the gourmet.
Okay, you think that's the gourmet cat food tuna?
No, is it just the normal... Normal food. Human food.
Well, we'll see at the end of the three, because it's pointless me telling you,
right? Okay, I'm going to say that's human food.
Okay, second. Ready?
Okay, go.
Open wide. What do you think that is?
Oh, God!
What do you think that is?
Normal cat food.
Normal cat food, okay.
Blah!
And your third one. Do you want some water or are you alright?
I'd like some water. Alright. Thank you.
Here's a little sip.
Oh, this is... Hi, ladies.
You're not going out tonight, are you?
I was going to.
You might need a shower. Ready?
I might need some mouthwash. Oh, God.
Here we go.
I'm really scared.
It's alright, it's fine. Open wide.
Oh, I can smell it. Oh, smell
it's
it.
Just tuna.
Oh, actually.
Here you go. There's a little bit more.
Quite nice. That is nice. Oh, that's good. That's real nice. I think that's the gourmet.
Right.
That's so the gourmet cat food.
So you think one was normal tuna,
yep.
Two was regular cat food, and three was gourmet cat food tuna?
Yeah.
You got all three right!
Yeah!
See? But the one you like most was the gourmet cat food tuna.
Oh, no.
Do you want to do the other one now, or would you like a little break?
I don't know. What should we do? We'll have a little break, I think. I'm going to play Dizzy Rascal.
More gourmet cat food
Can
tuna
I,
for
please?
You, sir?
Can I have some more?
There you go. There's
That's really nice.
All right. You weirdo.
That is really, really nice. Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast. You really like the gourmet tuna,
That gourmet tuna is fantastic. Anna... says, I need to try something different for dinner. I might pick some up on the way home. Seriously, Anna, do it.
Yeah.
Someone else is having a dinner party soon and is thinking of serving up as a kind of volivant thing. Definitely, do it. Claire and Lincoln.
Food volivant.
Claire and Lincoln thinks it's totally pointless, this, because I'm not a cat. And just because I can tell the difference doesn't mean that a cat can.
Well.
Whatever. You haven't weed on that like Swedish people do.
No, before. I haven't weed on it. No, okay. I haven't done anything. Just pull that blindfold down a bit more.
I'm not looking forward to the meat at all.
This is a meaty one, right? Again,
so there's one normal human food, one gourmet meat food, and one normal cat food. Okay.
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 These are the meaty ones.
Oh, gross.
What? It's all fine.
I'm really sorry, by the way, if you're eating your tea at the moment, and I'm also sorry to people who are actually being sick. There is quite a few of them on the text.
Again, it is a very small spoon, all right? So don't you worry.
Oh, I can smell it! Gross!
Well, just open your mouth and I'll pop
it in. I'm going to close my nose. Right. I can close my nose.
You can close your nose, excellent. Get your hand
in my own time, please.
All right, okay.
Thank you.
Well, it's a bit difficult to get to your mouth with your hand in the way.
Well, it smells.
You haven't got it yet. Open. What do you think?
I think gourmet.
You're thinking gourmet cat food, aren't
you?
Yeah. I look at that and I'm not sure it's cooked, Benny.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, that's good.
Don't worry about it. Right, number two.
I think that's
you're
gourmet.
You're thinking that's gourmet, are
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
This means it's going to be horrible.
All right, no. Ready? Okay.
Gross! Definitely the normal cat food.
Right. Okay, and here's your last one.
Oh, okay, well...
Open wide.
If I'm right, then that's fine. I'm going to take a big old mouthful of
it. All right. Are you? All right, okay.
No, that's definitely the normal cat food.
Right.
Oh.
So you think...
I'm really confused now. The last two were minging.
Okay.
Right, so what's what?
The last one you had was the gourmet cat food.
Oh. That was horrible.
Right. The second one you had, that I've never seen, in all the time I've given you weird things to eat, I've never seen you spit it out, was actually just normal pate. And the one you really liked...
Oh, it's just the texture of it.
The one you really liked was just that normal common and garden chicken and duck cat food. That's just...
Can I have some more of that?
Yeah. You are seriously wrong.
That's quite nice. Actually, it's not. It's got horrible aftertaste. Oh, God.
Right, can I have some water? Any more?
I was going to have fish for tea, but that's off now. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1. Well, let me read you some of the texts. Adam in London, you do realise that no one's ever going to kiss you ever again. Sarah, all I can say is why. I'm a nurse. Is that safe? Matt in Brighton, you guys belong in a zoo. Giles, you are wrong on so many levels. I've just thrown up and I'm driving on my own. Thanks very much. Please podcast this from Gavin the Sparky.
But on both taste tests, you actually preferred the cat food to anything. The first one, the gourmet cat food, and the second one, normal cat food. You weren't a big fan of the rannoch smoked duck pate with Scottish raspberries.
I'm a simple guy. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. A lot of people are loving Greg waking up Connie Huck this morning at 5:30.
Yeah, I mean, she did sound like she was up for it.
Totally.
Didn't she?
Think about it, everybody. This is Connie Huck off of Blue Peter.
You didn't have to go, now that you've woken me. You didn't have to go, now that you've woken me.
Good morning.
Even with the CD sax on, that is quite a... She does sound hot.
You didn't have to go, now that you've woken me.
A lot of people are feeling a bit funny in their cars at the moment.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he do that every morning?
What?
His ratings would go through the roof. Every morning at 5:30, let's wake up Connie Huck. And they call her every day. Hello? Oh, morning, Connie. Seriously?
Don't ruin the moment by doing an impression of her.
You didn't have to go, now that you've woken me.
That, seriously, his ratings would go sky high. There'd be a big spike at 5:30 where everyone tunes in just for that.
Yeah, too right there would be.
But...
one huge big spike.
But, she does sound like, yeah, she's up for it, and a lot of people are saying, well, I think Greg's in there. However, last night he spoke to her, the do they were at. Is she just using Radio 1's new boy to try and get a job? Listen to this.
Well, yeah, I'm interested in anything. I'm going to be unemployed soon. I need to tout for work.
That's really bad news. Why are you unemployed?
Because I'm leaving my job of, like, 10 years in, like, January.
What's next? Seriously, what is next?
Maybe the Greg and Connie show?
Oh, my God. You see? See what she's doing there? Yeah.
You probably would offer her a job.
Get on my casting couch, my darling.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time, Connie.
Maybe I'll guest present one show with you, just as my own way of doing a radio pilot, because that might be something good to do.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.